Hey there, I'm Wendy Vaughn, sales success coach. Now they call me the queen of predictable sales results. Well, because the easy formulas I share create sustainable, predictable results for my clients. And I am so glad that you've tuned in to today's episode of the Selling Made Easy show, because this show is all about inspiration, not just in demystifying the client getting process known as sales, but also in peering through the lens of guest entrepreneurs who are blazing their own trails. And those trails have probably included a few unexpected roadblocks, maybe even including having to overcome fears or blocks about selling. Now, I believe everyone has their zone of genius, their superpower that's a gift to others, including you. Now, for me, after 22 years of outperforming my peers in sales results, it's almost an X-ray vision that I have when it comes to finding and fixing any sales blind spots within entrepreneurs that are unknowingly causing clients to slip away. And with today's guest, her zone of genius is her ability to transform lives. So I am super excited to introduce Dr. Louise Swartzwalter. Now, for over 20 years, Dr. Louise has been helping transform lives individually and in groups using a unique multidimensional approach, including naturopathy, biofeedback, trauma release work, NLP, life coaching, and energy work. Dr. Louise is the owner and founder of the Brain Soul Success Academy and the creator of the Brain System, which is a five-step transformational program serving clients worldwide. Now, she's passionate about connecting, clearing blocks to success, and helping others achieve their optimal health and highest potential. Now, using a combination of tools, Dr. Louise has helped people move from anxiety to calm in one session. Dr. Swartzwalter's unique multidimensional approach has helped 45,000 clients during the last 25 years to reach success in their lives. Dr. Louise finds the things in me no one else finds, is what one client told her. That one session felt like 16 years of therapy, while another said, "She saved my life." Now, Dr. Louise enjoys speaking and teaching globally and has shared with audiences on KOB TV, Good Day New Mexico, KOB Radio, as well as during events and professional organizations. Well, welcome, Dr. Louise. I am so excited to have you as our guest today.
It's exciting. I'm excited to be here with you, Wendy. Thank you so much for inviting me.
Yeah, this is just great. And I have to tell you, I just love how you're working with clients really worldwide in so many different and impactful ways. I can't wait to hear more about how you incorporate your healing work with your life coaching.
Yes, it's been a journey for sure. It's been a journey. I have, you know, I myself was sick and had to figure it out. So I remember one year I just kind of looked at myself and I said, you know, I'm practically a naturopathic doctor. I've had to learn all this natural healing work for my own health. I should just get the paper on the wall.
So what was that tipping point that, you know, made you say, look, I've done all this work. I think I'm going to take this into a business. And so you began your work as a healer and life coach. What was that tipping point?
You know, the tipping point was I was actually a teacher before I became a naturopath. So I was working with dyslexic students, teaching them how to read, write, and spell. So I was a special ed teacher that went private. So then I was more like a private therapist for those kids.
Okay.
And I will look across the table at them and I'd be like, you know, I think they have allergies just like me. You know, I think they have the same kind of, you know, thing going on health-wise in their bodies. And I started actually experimenting and asking their parents if I could do this testing that I did at that time to see, hey, do they have some of these allergies and things that I also experienced? And it was true. So I was just, you know, it was an inspiration to help them in a different way. I was already teaching them to read, write, and spell, but I was like, you know, this is a bigger piece of the puzzle for these kids. Not only did I have to, you know, heal myself, but I just had this passion of wanting them to be healthy, because I felt like if they were healthier, their reading would be better. They would be able to digest schoolwork better. And it was true. I started getting them healthier using biofeedback and different supplements and homeopathic remedies. And I watched them relax. Their focus changed. AJ jumped, I think it was 2 grade levels in reading with just biofeedback.
Wow.
So it taught me a lot about the brain. And that's how I really kind of became the brain expert, because of my own brain not working and having to transform that. And then also working with these dyslexic students who also needed all this brain work. And when I started putting them on my biofeedback devices, I watched such transformation and change. And that's actually how my business started, because then they sent their parents, and then the grandparents came, and then the neighbors came. Right.
Well, when you're getting great results, right, that's what happens. And you've been providing this type of healing and really life coaching work for over 20 years, which is, that's a huge accomplishment. Has your business vision or mission changed significantly since you first began?
Yeah, it's been, you know, it's been quite a story, really, because it started, like I said, in my home, and I was working with my students and their parents and seeing them for biofeedback. And I kept taking classes, though, because I wanted to learn more. I was still at the very beginning of learning about the world of natural health. And so I kept seeking. And what I realized was that we're not just like physical beings. We're mental, emotional, and spiritual as well. And so then I ended up taking classes in energy work and learning, you know, more about the mental, emotional connection to natural healing. And I started putting all of these tools and things together. And as I did that, I watched people even heal more quickly, whatever their issue was.
Right.
It could have been, you know, asthma, it could be just anxiety. I mean, it could be anything really. Even if it was a sprained ankle, I found that I could actually help them heal more quickly if I did physical, mental, emotional, spiritual all together. So how my vision changed was I ended up combining all of these tools that ended up becoming a system called the brain system. And brain system is an acronym that actually stands for what I kind of just mentioned. It stands for body. So the B is body, the body parts, taking care of your health by eating right, taking your supplements, getting good sleep, all those lifestyle things that we know. Mm-hmm. And then R is releasing. And I came up with 10, and it keeps growing now, different processes of releasing blocks, even ancestral programs that don't serve us anymore. Huh. And that deep dive healing is what really helps entrepreneurs and coaches release blocks to success. And then they actually make more sales. So I just did this with Patty, and we did a brain session on her and did B-R-A-I-N, all of the steps. And the next 2 days, she made $8,100. And then the next week, by the next week, it was $16,000.
Wow. That is amazing. That is wonderful.
I know. It's just, and it's fun. I just got to tell you, I'm completely passionate about what I do because I watch such transformation. And my goal too, because I was sick myself and had to heal myself, and it took 16 years to get better, was to figure out a faster way.
Yeah. 16 years. That's a huge chunk of life.
I know. I remember turning 42. I won't tell you how old I am now. I turned 42 and I went, oh my goodness, this is like a quarter of my life that I've not been healthy. Something has to change in this picture. And right. So that was the light bulb moment that spurred me to create the system that would help people quicker, just faster.
Right. Yeah. Well, you obviously have been fine-tuning and really increasing your knowledge, as well as just bringing the really effective forms of healing and taking down the blocks and those kinds of things into your own approach. I love that brain, you know, that 5-system approach that you've designed. That sounds extremely powerful.
It is. And, you know, and I just keep, and now what's happened. So here's how, another, you know, piece that occurred along the way here in terms of transformation for the business is, in a sense, I almost have two businesses right now. So I ended up opening Albuquerque National Health Center, I think it was 2004, 2005. Hmm. And so I have a brick and mortar business here where I practice naturopathy and biofeedback. And it was really my playground for practicing all of these tools. You know, I would just pull out different tools and different ways of working with people based on how they showed up and if they needed more emotional work or more physical work or a combination. And that is how I actually developed the Brain System. Well, now I have another company called Brain Soul Success, where it's an academy. So I'm actually teaching people how to use the system for themselves and their family. And the changes that are happening for all of these people in their lives and with their family have been amazing.
So they're more empowered to do this work themselves? Is that what the
yes
result? Yeah. Wow, that's amazing. That is so powerful.
It's so, you know, like Wanda came into my office first as an Albuquerque Natural Health Center client. Had been to Mayo Clinic 4 times, not able to digest food at all kinds of stomach issues. They had done surgery on her 4 times. They left mesh and lining in her stomach. It dissolved, made her sick. And so we worked on the physical body, but there was a lot of emotions there too, and got her better. And I remember she said to me, she said, when I went home, my husband would look at me and go, you look different. You're feeling better. You know, and he would mirror it for me. And by the 3rd session, she was like, a lot better. And she was like, I'm feeling better. And so we did some work together, you know, first in my office, and then Wanda came to one of our retreats and decided that she wanted to learn it for herself. And so she started learning the techniques of the Brain System, you know, and today, because of that, she has her own business doing what I'm doing.
That's amazing.
I know. Yeah, I love it.
Such life-changing work. Well, it sounds like one thing is just naturally evolved into the next as you made these discoveries of different tools and drawing from your own healing of your own brain soul, you know, bringing these components together to expedite your healing work. I'm just curious, have there been any major roadblocks or challenges that you've had to overcome along the way, or have things just kind of naturally led from one to the next?
That's a great question, Wendy. You know, we all have challenges as entrepreneurs, you know, so when I think about, I mean, there's lots of little roadblocks. I mean, when I first started my business at Albuquerque Natural Health Center, I was just passionate about my work. And I remember when I rented my first office space and the landlord said to me, you can't afford this. And I said, watch me. You know, and so I remember paying the electric bill and the rent and all the bills that I needed to pay. And I paid an assistant to help me, you know, answer the phone and book clients and do all that. But I didn't pay myself. You know? So, you know, in the beginning, you're just passionate about your work and you're starting your business. And so for the first couple of years, it kind of rolled along like that. And then I made lots of mistakes that I learned from. And even now there's a challenge with, how do I split my time between my center, you know, as a doctor in my center, and my company, Brain Soul Success, of teaching my mastermind community these amazing tools. Right. And so I do kind of split my time. And there's a place that's feeling right now that it's coming to where it's time to scale again. And
right. Yeah. You are making such a successful, you know, impact with others that stands to reason more and more people are wanting to work with you.
Yeah. And I don't know what it looks like yet. I just know it's going to happen. I mean, so I guess the other thing that I learned that I could share is it is about faith and trust. It's trusting the process. You know, you're going to hit blocks and you're going to have nights where you're just like, trying to get something done and you got to stay up all night to finish it, or, you know, you're working hard and you're going to have a few of those times when you're an entrepreneur. Yep. It's just, so really it's about moving forward, keep moving forward.
Right. Yeah. Now it's interesting because you brought up the fact of paying yourself last or putting forward these things that you really want to put into place and you have additional help because you know your time is limited, and so you've hired an assistant and all these types of things. Well, I'm just curious here, how do you feel about the sales process of being in business, you know, your client enrollment? Do you have any challenges there? Because you're a teacher, you have expertise in working with people and helping them understand how to do things. So some of these elements, like I'm kind of leaning towards here, transfer over to the sales conversation, but are there areas within that aspect that are providing challenges for you?
You know, they used to.
Yeah.
So, you know, that's a good question, because if I think about this, and then if you have an audience here listening and anybody out there is a healer, a holistic health practitioner, most of us just want to help people and serve at a deep level. And we don't ever learn the sales process. You know, we don't learn how to promote ourselves and promote our businesses. And so I didn't really know how to do that either in the very beginning. But I remember taking a class on how to be the expert. And I kept seeking answers for that. And so, you know, along the way, I've had different coaches and different classes that I took to get better at that, I would say, Wendy. And I was good at sharing, and I'm good at connecting with people. And I think that's part of the process.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But like, you know, like we've talked about, really holding the value for what you do,
mm-hmm.
Is different.
Yep. Asking for the sale and holding the value is, mm-hmm. Those are the two areas that create the most stress for entrepreneurs, because let's face it, when we jump into business for ourselves, oftentimes, it doesn't come with all the skill sets that are needed. And you know, just learn those along the way, just like you've spoke about, in terms of gaining the knowledge as you go. And ideally, it's on a fast track type basis versus painfully. So I just love how you have realized that there are areas where you don't have the skills. And so look to the experts who do, and make that a priority to gaining that skill set, because it's not good to pay yourself last. You got to pay yourself along with the
exactly.
Yeah, you are the expert, and that needs to receive a nice remuneration for that transformation and healing that you're providing. So I just love that you've figured out how to balance the all-in serving aspect of you with the part that says, okay, this is what it looks like and what it costs to work with me.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, like I said, I had to learn that along the way. So it wasn't, you know, it wasn't something that came naturally in the very beginning. Although my dad was in sales. So if I really look back, I probably picked some stuff up from him. And I am unique in that as a holistic natural health doctor, I actually like marketing as much as I like helping people. I think it's fascinating. It's a complete fascinating area. I'm one of those people who could do anything if you give me the right training. Like, I love learning, you know, I love life and I love learning. So learning all that is kind of fun. You know, I do hire people to do my graphics and, you know, and my back end and all that now. And, mm-hmm. and it's awesome, you know, and I love my team. And I think it's going to be growing here pretty soon. But I love that part. And I, you know, I can create value because I have a background of success.
Right. Oh, yeah. Well, obviously, you offer a huge outcome there in terms of health and well-being, prosperity. So there's a lot of value there.
and it's passion. Really, it's, you know, for me, it's, you know, the sales is about sharing. It's about sharing stories. You know, it's about sharing the stories of the transformation and helping people make that decision to say yes for themselves, mm-hmm. if it's the right fit.
Right. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, and they have to believe that they can get those results too.
Right. Right. Because it is about belief. And then, you know, I do a lot of energy work. So I'm releasing blocks for people around belief,
mm-hmm.
you know, all the time. And so, you know, it helps them come into a place of higher intuition, trusting their intuition and their faith, so they can make those right decisions for themselves, whatever it is in their life. But that also, I would say to you, does help with the sales process.
Mm-hmm. Yes, absolutely.
Yeah.
I can see how that really has served you in terms of that expertise that you do have, as well as the confidence in your ability to help people through their blocks, and you know that your process works. So that confidence and passion carries a lot of weight as well.
Yeah, it does. And yet, you know, I mean, like I said, I've had to learn too along the way, and I've had great coaches. And I still remember one of my coaches saying to me, you need to use your own work on yourself. And I can still hear her saying that. And I just thank her so much for that.
Those are powerful words. Yes. Sometimes we do need to help ourselves and notice where we've got our own blocks. So
yes.
Yeah. Speaking of people kind of being held back and maybe not realizing what they do have at their fingertips, we're in the midst of this COVID-19 pandemic, which has created such a broad array of different scenarios for people that have led to a lot of wake-up calls, as well as identifying self-doubts or blocks, barriers, that kind of thing. I'm just curious, has this had any impact on the kind of work that you do?
It's a great question, Wendy. I definitely would say yes. Yes. I'm going to say yes and no, if that's not even the right,
All right. Well, I'm going to have to ask you to explain.
Yeah. I'm going to say yes and no. I mean, I'm still doing the same work that I've always done, but what the difference has been is that I pay attention to my intuition. And, you know, I don't know, about a month ago, maybe longer now, a little more than a month ago, I just had this pull that I had to clear people's fear and keep them in faith on a big level. Mm. And I decided just to do a webinar on that. And it was really super last minute. You know, I had a meeting with my team on Monday and I was like, you guys, I have to do something around this. What am I going to do? And I said, I have to clear fear, but I don't know the title. I want to help them keep the faith. And they were like, well, what about clear the fear, keep the faith? And I'm like, oh, I love it. Perfect. And so we did that, and all these people came on and they got kicked off my Zoom account. I didn't even know I had like a limit on there. And it was powerful. And I was so grateful to really help big numbers of people with that problem, right? You know, that we were all. So for me, what's happened is I'm shifting what I'm doing, and then I'm listening more deeply to my intuition and going with it.
Mm. Yeah.
And so other things have sort of slowed down and stopped. Like my brick and mortar business, there are clients who have not wanted to come in because of COVID. Some choose Zoom, which is great. But then there's some in-person clients that just really want to see me. Mm-hmm. And because of COVID-19, they've decided to wait, you know? So that part slowed down while the online piece has grown.
Right. Yeah. Well,
and it's been very interesting. I'm kind of having to just hang with it. So when I say yes or no, I'm doing the same thing, but it's a kind of showing up differently.
Yeah. Yeah. You're meeting with some fears that are at the surface for people because of a lot of things that have impacted their financial as well as health and, you know, just even being isolated. A lot of things are coming up for people. So I can see why you would be extremely busy right now.
Yeah, it's been real interesting. So I love it. And that's why I think the group thing is bigger, because I can serve more people.
Yeah, I am curious about that. So how do you work with people who want to learn really how to attain optimal health and success in their life?
So two ways, really. I mean, I work with people both individually and in groups. So, you know, I see individual clients on Zoom, because I have people all over the world. Or in my office, if they're local clients. Mm-hmm. And then I also do group programs, and I've been doing group programs for years, actually. They've changed a little bit because of Zoom and the ability for us to meet in sort of a classroom online like that. So in the last couple of years, I actually took it to a classroom, where before my group programs were just actually sending frequency medicine, which is sending energy it's called biofeedback, but it's more like bioresonance through a computer program that raises people's vibration and changes their DNA.
Wow.
It helps balance their brain. So, and you can do that long distance. So how those groups started was, when I first started my business, Albuquerque Natural Health Center, I had a lot of those dyslexic clients, like I mentioned, and ADHD, you know, students and their families, and they couldn't bring their kids to me weekly. It was too hard because of soccer practice and baseball and track and music and, you know, all their activities. And so when I figured out how to do a group at the same time, I had them all come to my room, you know. So I had them all come to my office. We had a little meeting and I said, you know what? I figured out how to do this in a group program. And, you know, would you guys be willing to do this with me? And so I probably had 12 people maybe in the beginning. Mm-hmm. And it grew. I mean, it grew till I had like hundreds.
Wow.
You know, globally. And so I was sending long distance frequency to help balance people's brains. And it was called Brain Boosters. So that was my first group program. And it was so successful. But at the end of 90 days, those kids weren't ADHD anymore.
Oh my gosh.
They were getting better grades in school, and it was absolutely amazing. And, wow. And it just, again, it taught me so much. And so then those same parents and that group of clients said to me, well, now we want to lose weight. Can you do that too?
Of course. And so, just open up the door to lots more.
And so then my second group became like a weight loss group, which ended up becoming Beautiful Amazing You, which I'm still running today more as an anti-aging group.
Nice.
And then they all said to me, hey, if you can do that, can you help people? Can you help us get, you know, more abundance and more financial freedom in our life? And I was like, oh, that sounds like fun. Let's try that. So, you know, so we ended up doing that group.
You just keep stepping up to the plate there, Dr. Louise.
Well, yeah, you know,
we can do that. Absolutely.
You know, I think the reason I share this, Wendy, is the takeaway here is listen to what your clients want.
Yeah. That's huge.
If you listen and you ask good questions, you're going to get the answers.
Right. And you can keep improving their lives and they just keep coming back for more. So that is fantastic. I love that. So how can listeners reach you if they're interested in learning more about working with you?
Oh, they can reach me at through my website. So it's louiseswartzwalter.com. And I know that's a big, long mouthful. It's Louise. Swartzwalter is Swartzwalter.com. You know, you can also reach me on Facebook. And I also have a podcast myself. It's the Brain Soul Success Show. So you can look that up on Apple and on Spreaker. And certainly, you know, on my website, if you want to reach out and you want some help with something, please, I love connecting with people. There is a place on that homepage to sign up for a discovery session with me. It's a brain soul success assessment. And I would love, you know, to get to know you and your needs and if I can help you.
That's fantastic. So that's a brain soul. What is the assessment?
Brain soul success assessment.
Yes, assessment. Oh, wow. That sounds fantastic. What a great opportunity to just talk with you directly. I mean, you have just been such a wealth of information here. So the website again is louiseswartzwalter.com, or you can find her on Facebook, or like she said, she has a podcast, The Brain Soul Success Show. And wow, just when you go to her website, be sure to look for that Brain Soul Success Assessment. That sounds like a wonderful opportunity. Well, Dr. Louise, this has just been so great, you know, listening to you and hearing all of the wealth of expertise that you have. And obviously, you have built such a solid business to include worldwide clients. I'm just curious, if I could tap on you one last time here during our interview and look mainly at your experience in building your own business, if you could share for us maybe a golden nugget with, say, a frustrated entrepreneur who's maybe questioning their decision to have started their own business or possibly doubting their ability to succeed. What's one golden nugget that you could share with them?
You know, I would say get a coach.
Okay.
So just like you're helping people, Wendy, with the sales process, you know, if they're struggling with that, you know, reach out and get a coach or a mentor in the area that you believe is your next best move.
Mm-hmm. That's great. Yeah. Plain and simple. Because I guess what you're pointing out from your own experience is the slow path is not necessarily the best path, right?
Right. Yeah. Yes.
Your expertise is all about fast tracking people to what they really want to achieve. And that's totally in alignment with what you're living and you're living proof of is just fast track to the success that you want. So, well, Dr. Louise, it has been just so great getting to hear about your journey from a teacher, you know, helping students learn how to deal with dyslexia and various different avenues there to become better as students, to the fact that now you're doing powerful work back as a different mode of a teacher, but beyond, well beyond that, and now doing work with clients worldwide as not just an educator, but a holistic healer and a transformational life coach. So it has just been so much fun listening to you. I've really, really enjoyed our conversation, and I want to thank you so much for being a guest on our show today.
Thank you, Wendy, for all that you're doing in the world, and thank you for helping people with the success, you know, in sales. I so see it, you know, again, with all of my friends who are entrepreneurs in the holistic healing world. They really need your help, and so I love what you're doing with your show here. It's just been a gift to share this time with you. Thank you so much.
Well, thank you. Thank you. And again, you can reach Dr. Louise at louiseswartzwalter.com, or look her up on Facebook, or search for that podcast, Brain Soul Success Show. So those are all great areas to tap into the wealth of expertise that she offers. All right. Well, for all of our listeners, remember, when it comes to building a business that brings you joy and has an endless flow of high-paying clients, well, don't overlook the power of the optimized sales conversation, where you've triggered all four psychological states needed for your prospective clients to feel confident and excited about saying, yeah, this sounds great. What's next? So are you 100% confident that your sales conversations are optimized? Well, if you're curious, reach out to me and apply for a sales blind spot coaching session. You may be surprised by what we discover. All right, well, this is Wendy Vaughn, Chief Paradigm Shifter and Sales Success Coach. Now, you can find me and our next podcast episode at predictablesalesresults.com. All right, well, thank you for tuning in to today's episode with Dr. Louise Swartzwalter. And as always, here's to your success.